In this module, we're going to round out what we commonly do within the design and development process, and that's select parts. But the parts and systems management of those components and vendors goes well beyond just the development phase. We also need to look at what's going to happen over the long term and how do we resolve issues with them? What happens when the vendor leaves that marketplace or decides to discontinue a component? What about reporting and process control and a variety of other issues that dealing with the vendor and the relationships we set up early make solving problems later much, much easier? We're going to look at the practice, and the common practice, which is also good for reliability, is for design teams to use the parts that they already know and trust and have used successfully in the past. It's much easier to estimate the reliability of a component if you've already got it in your systems in a similar kind of application, and you know that it's working well. It's a mix of selecting the right component, the vendor's capabilities of producing that component, plus our understanding of the market and environment of where those products will go. So having that experience goes a long way to making this all work well for both the design team and the supply chain and for our customers. But even with existing parts, we have to be cautious of the margin of how much leeway there is for the robustness of a component or a feature of our product. And is there ample margin to account for the known and to some extent the unknown amount of loads or stress that that component will see? Now, dealing with obsolescence seems to be a pretty much a full-time job for somebody in your organization, as vendors every day are updating their catalogs. And how are you going to deal with that? Do you need to do a full redesign, or is it going to be a drop-in replacement? To some extent, the design itself can help you manage dealing with obsolescence, because you know it's going to happen to one or more of the components on your system. It's a matter of how robust the design is to handling variation in the actual components being used. Like everything else, though, working with our supply chain is also keeping a firm grasp of what our objective is to create a reliable or an available system for our customers. The more our supply chain understands our goals, the better for everybody involved. So what's your process? How do you handle your supply chain, which could account for, say, a third of your field failures or maybe more, depending on your particular circumstance? A third is about what I typically see, is a third design, a third supply chain, and a third assembly and transport and so on. But it certainly can vary quite a bit. Nevertheless, your supply chain is probably a significant contributor to the reliability performance of your product. So in this first lesson, or the next lesson, which is the first in this module, we'll take a look at standardization of parts, essentially.